Good morning. My guests this morning are Monty Monty and Cynthia Lowe from roughly the Sonoma County Museum. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Now, Monty Monty is an artist, and artists are from everywhere and nowhere. So I think many of the people who are listening will have seen your work at one time or other over the years. Describe your work in 30 seconds or less.
30 seconds or less. Well, thank you, first of all. I am an assemblage artist, and I put together discarded items of interest and found objects, and I make sculpture that by using creative means. I don't weld or solder, but I do assemble things in a way that gives an overall aesthetic and vintage in nature.
That gets it.
I hope so.
And what you're here to talk about, both of you, is an adults and children's workshop, ages 8 plus. That's great. 8 to 88, I suppose. That is going to happen on Saturday, August 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. But we should tell people right now they have to register by July 31st at 5 p.m.
What will
be happening in that class?
Well, I, along with my partner, Eileen Cormack, another sculptor and teacher, we will be taking people into the workshop and supplying material and industrial waste. The class is called Industrial Scrap Magic, and we'll be assisting people who have an interest in taking this course on how to put together discarded items of interest and the materials that we happen to bring in for the class. We supply all the materials and all the tools, and all a person needs to do is show up.
That's amazing.
It'll be fun.
This gives me the opportunity to ask you, where do you get the materials? You have such a variety of materials that you've used over time, and I always look at them in awe and think, where did all that stuff come from?
Well, it comes from everywhere. There's garage sales, there's flea markets, there's industrial waste. Industrial Scrap Magic will be bringing in plexiglass and remnants from industry, household items, things of that nature. That makes the palette, and I'm able to put those together in a way that gives new meaning to old things. And this is what we'll be instructing and sharing with the students that come by.
Do you are some of your pieces kinetic? Do they do things? Do they move around? Do they mesh with each other and turn and so on?
I'll say yes to that. Not all the pieces I create, but a portion of them, kind of Rube Goldberg in essence, things that spin or things that move and kinetic in nature. There's a lot of fun in making something that does have an animated quality. So,
How long have you been doing this particular genre of art?
20 plus years, I would imagine.
Uh-huh. And what started you?
Well, I became interested in history and collectibles and antiques. And when my grandfather passed away, I inherited a bunch of vintage and antique material and tools. And I can't afford antiques, so I decided I'd create them on my own. And I just started decorating my house with the sculptures that I created from those heirlooms that I received. And now I go out and find more to work with, and people donate things, so it's just taken off from there.
Well, after the 20 plus years that you've been working this way, I assume that you occasionally meet people who have been prompted also to work this way by seeing your work.
Oh, sure. I think that happens. It's really a compliment to inspire people and have them want to partake in their own ways. It's been fun to see people get inspired and want to do their own thing, and that's why we have this workshop coming up.
So when people sign up, is there anything they need to bring in terms of tools or?
Well, not really. We're going to try and provide all the materials and all the tools. I suppose if someone wanted to bring their tools, they could. It's not required. But we should have a fair amount of material and tools for everybody.
Great. Well, let me tell people once again that this is Monty Monty, and this is a one-day workshop in Industrial Scrap Magic.
Indeed.
It's Saturday, August 2nd, from 1 to 4 p.m. The address is 425 7th Street, which is opposite the parking lot of the mall. They're opposite the Macy's parking lot. For information, 579-1500 or SonomaCountyMuseum.org. Go to events, then /classes/programs. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.